Hey, how's it going? Shane with Hard Money, Hard Knocks, and welcome to episode 6. Current Bitcoin price is $19,810. $1 can buy you 5,049 sats, and the current block height is 744,871. And for Hard Money, Hard Knocks, we're dedicated to shine light on Bitcoiners working hard to improve adoption in their community. And for today's episode, we're going to be bringing on the guys from Bitcoin Bay down in Tampa Bay, Florida. So welcome, guys. We got Ben, John, Fabio, and Wesley. So guys, welcome, and thank you for coming on here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, guys, how are you?
So why don't you, one at a time, just kind of give a little bit of your background, how you got into Bitcoin.
Is that me, or is that...
I think it's frozen. Why don't you start us off, Ben? It's how do you get in Bitcoin?
Yeah, we're still live, right? Okay. All right. I'm Ben. Got into Bitcoin because
I'm back here. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know. This keeps happening today. So sorry about that. Okay. So I don't know if you guys heard, but Ben, John, Wesley, Fabio, why don't you go ahead and give a little bit of your background and when you got into Bitcoin and why you guys are involved with the group.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Ben. I'm a software engineer in the space. I've been doing everything in the crypto world for the last 5 years, engineering wise, specifically the last 2 years. Became Bitcoiner, doing all Bitcoin related stuff. Now work on the Lightning Network. And started the BitDevs down in Tampa because I wanted, when I was in college, I wanted like a group that I could go learn about engineering. So when I moved to Tampa, started the BitDevs group where I met these guys, and it's evolved to even more of that and orange pilling the Tampa Bay Area, or Bitcoin Bay, like we call it.
Right on. Good deal. And myself, come from traditional finance, worked the commercial real estate, private equity side, got into, you know, the full orange pill mode, and then made the full transition and left, went to work at Unchained this year. So it's been a slow progression. And during that time, I met Ben, Fabio, and Wes through the BitDevs. I actually met Ben out through a second party at Austin BitDevs. In my journey to get to Austin. So simple, long story. Everyone has a long story, but that's a quick nutshell on how I got there.
Right on, Fabio.
So I work in real estate development, nothing related to Bitcoin, but I've been doing my part here for the last, you know, 2.5-3 years to try and orange pill as many people as I can. I met these guys at, you know, the first BitDevs that Ben set up in early January this year, and I think all four of us ended up staying out till like 2 a.m. drinking beers together, and from there we kind of just hit it off and figured we needed to, you know, do more meetups and socials and things like that. But yeah, I don't have an engineering or background in that, I guess. You know, maybe watching conspiracy theories videos, you know, growing up at 3 a.m. I knew the money was broken, but I didn't know that Bitcoin was the solution until I really dove down the Bitcoin rabbit hole. So that's really where kind of my background and how I got started in it.
Yeah, and you know, I started with, you know, crypto in 2017, and then just was, I'm like, this is sweet, we're making money. And then kind of got the kick in the ass during COVID. We're like, okay, wait, no, this actually like means something. And, you know, got rid of all the altcoins, went full Bitcoin, dumped them all, got some Bitcoin miners. And then that's kind of been my niche with our meals. But yeah, I mean, we all met that one fateful night, you know, thanks to a guy named Barn Miner, who I'm sure you may have seen on Bitcoin Twitter. He's all over the place, but
he's coming through next week. He hit
well, here you go. Yeah, he's
so
a great guy.
I'm getting to meet him next week. Looking forward awesome. To that.
But yeah, no, so we've just been trying to, you know, build out. We've got a nice team going here. That's, we've got all got our individual strengths, and, you know, we're excited. We're growing pretty rapidly there for a bit, and now we're kind of, you know, solidifying things.
Yeah. Oh, I know how that goes. So, kind of give a little background, whoever wants to get going, with this, you know, how did the group start? How long ago? And just kind of the basics of Bitcoin Bay.
Yeah, sure. So Bitcoin meetups in Tampa is actually, Tampa has one of the first known Bitcoin meetups consistent back 2013. Gabe Higgins, founder of the company I work at, Blockspaces, also co-authored Thank God for Bitcoin. He started in 2013 and he's been doing meetups consistently ever since then. Those have kind of evolved to more than just Bitcoin. And I moved to Tampa from Cleveland, Ohio, about a little over a year ago now. And when I moved down there, really noticed that Tampa was primed just for Bitcoin adoption. Everybody was more interested in Bitcoin than from Ohio, where I'm from in Cleveland. And really wanted, I thought having BitDevs and having Bitcoin Bay, really starting that. So I started that in January, and that's where I met these guys, and we've been doing more meetups since.
Right on. Since Fabio, since you're not involved in the Bitcoin space, how did you get involved in meetups and wanting to do, you know, be a part of that?
Well, so for the past couple of years, I lived down in a city called Sarasota. It was about an hour south of Tampa. And the average age of residents there, I think, is like 60 probably. So when I was getting orange pill, I was looking for meetups and I couldn't find anything there. So when I moved to Tampa last year, one of the first things I was going to do was, all right, if I can't find a meetup, I'm going to create one. And I hopped in one of the meetups that Ben had just discussed, and it was a little too shitcoiny for me. So I was starting to become a little agitated. I was like, all right, I got to find a Bitcoin meetup. And then I think Ben in the chat on one of those meetups, it was online. He was like, hey, you know, come to our BitDevs then next Thursday or something like that. I was like, all right, I'm in. And that was that first night. And then I think growing from there, you know, that night we kind of discussed, hey, you know, where do we want to take this meetup? And, you know, Ben's super focused in on the tech side of things. And I could tell at a couple of our first bit dev meetings that, you know, we were losing a few of the beginners in the crowd. So then that's where we all kind of collectively said, all right, well, let's add a second meetup that we're going to call, you know, Bitcoin 101, and try to get beginners involved. Because, you know, adding on to what Ben said, I think a lot of people in the Tampa area are, you know, they're already Bitcoiners. They just don't know it yet. You know, the way they act and the way they, you know, see the world. But it's going to be a job to kind of orange pill them. You know, it's easier said than done, but you got to start, you know, at ground zero, right? So that's
what in a place like Florida, all it takes is one kind of world event that really, you know, like the Canadian truckers or, you know, funds being seized and stuff like that could, you know, that happening here in America, you know, that could really wake Floridians up in a heartbeat. And all it takes is DeSantis has come out and start talking about Bitcoin too, and boom, you know, imagine something like that. So really, you know, true point on that, you know. So I love hitting people with the freedom aspect of Bitcoin, and my approach with trying to orange pill them. There's just, I could go on and on about that. And it's just, especially I'm from California. So living through, during COVID under Mussolini, you know, just, it sucked. And I wanted to get out of there so bad. So me trying to tell people, you know, some people who are into the politics and stuff, like hitting them with that freedom aspect was a good way to try to orange pill them.
And yeah, that's exactly what got my dad. Yeah. The Canadian truckers.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was like, wait, you can't donate to them anymore? I was like, unless you want to send them Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's and I was awesome. Kind of, it's it, the Tampa people, especially during COVID, were not having it. So mm-hmm. now when they're like Ben said, it's primed down here, especially after these past 2 years, they said no to everything. It was beautiful. Honestly, you could see crowds of people in the height of COVID, and, you know, maybe it was reckless, but.
And honestly, that's a lot of the world. We just don't see it, you know? So I'm just so ready for all this crap to be over, but we're not done yet. No. So Wesley, what got you into joining the group?
Yeah, so like I said, I had started mining a little bit, and for anyone who's interested, the Telegram home mining chats it's a phenomenal resource. There's a lot of super helpful people out there. It's where Econo Alchemist and like Steve Barber, people hang out, just Bitcoin Twitter people. But you know, through that, just kind of talking with people, talking stuff through, Barn Miner was like, oh, hey, you know, I live near you. He actually gave me like a brown box. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Upstream Data or what they're doing at all, but like it's at home mining. Well, he's gone.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on here today, but I guess my internet sucks. So maybe
where'd I lose you?
Minimize all of our screens or something and just.
All right. Well, Barn Miner, we reached out with Barn Miner and was talking with him. And after a couple of weeks going back and forth with him, he was like, hey, you know, we're going to this BitDev meetups. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't even know we had one. That sounds great. Ended up wearing like a Gators shirt just for some reason. My sister went there, and then Fabio walks in. He's like, oh, hey, go Gators. And then he ended up sitting with us. And then I'm sitting with him, Barn Miner and Fabio. And then Ben was one putting the whole thing on. I thought he was, you know, oh, there's the guy in charge. But then, you know, we ended up hanging out with John, and then that, you know, we're the ones who sat around towards the end, and, you know, we sat for another 3-4 hours just being like, holy shit, we found people our age that hate all the same things we do and love the same things we do. And, you know, so we kind of, it was born is at Corner Bar on Howard at 1:30 in the morning, and we all just kind of became instant best friends there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's awesome. The connections I've built with people from meeting them at Bitcoin meetups, like I've met some really genuine friends, and it's really cool. I've tried getting my buddy who helps me organize our group on here, but he's just kind of, you know, he's busy and stuff, whatever. So hopefully one of these days he'll get to come up here with me. Let's see. So what's been like your attendee count, you know, whoever wants to, maybe John, you know, how many people have been showing up to your meetups, and what's the age range that you guys have been getting showing up there?
I think we've been pretty fortunate just starting it out. I mean, our very first one, we had 4 people. And yes. And then it grew up to, I'd say that time we all met, it was maybe around like 15, give or take. Packed crowd, and then from there I'd say we fluctuated anywhere between 20 to 25. And then our age range, we actually have like quite a few elders from our community. We probably have like 3 or 4 like peers there, I'd say 50 plus, just like really, really curious, wanting to understand. They're definitely ahead of the bell curve within their age bracket, wanting to understand like, hey, what is Bitcoin? They see what's going on, they understand the principles. They come from an older generation that really understands more hard money aspects as opposed to younger generations. And then, of course, we'll have a younger crowd who's like, hey, we see what's going on. Like, we're living through all these drastic events that just keep mounting. And they themselves are curious. When it comes to like the technical side, I wouldn't say we have a ton of engineers. I'd say maybe, 200-300 engineers. And the rest are just people from various backgrounds, whether it's they're mining curious, whether they're just interested from a finance perspective. We have random people who come from, again, like a lot of cybersecurity. Tampa's a really big cybersecurity town. So I don't think we've broken past 30, to say, unfortunately.
And, I mean, that's definitely a larger meetup compared to the people I've talked to and the meetups that I've been to. You know, so that's definitely a really good, solid group forming thus far. And it's just, it's really crazy. I was talking with Ryan from the Grand Rapids group before this, you know, just every meetup you go to, there's definitely some gold bugs in there. And then there's guys all of our ages, you know, like it's, I never would have expected so many, you know, people older than me, you know, older than my parents to be there at these meetups, you know, and it just kind of goes against that FUD against, you know, it's just a bunch of psychopath guys, whatever. You know, we got all kinds of older people. And when you come meet us in person, we're not those psychopaths. you know, we're generally, at least everybody I've been meeting seems like generally good people. So it's really cool that that aspect is hitting everywhere. And hopefully these older parents go and start orange pilling their grandkids and stuff and start bringing them to your meetups.
I've actually, I just met a couple this weekend who are, they're like, oh, yep, I've got three sons. They're 19 through 23, and I'll send them over. And I was like, fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's so important about doing these in-person meetups. You know, a lot of people get their information from the internet, and, you know, the headlines of being psychopaths or, you know, stuff like that, where if you get someone, you know, if you get someone to come in person, no matter what age, you know, the Bitcoiners at meetups are always welcoming, happy to educate, and it really speaks more volumes than what a lot of people what a lot of people think that the Bitcoin ecosystem is. We just want to educate and help people out.
Yeah. And so what's the structure of it? How often are your meetups? Are you doing, you know, is it social time, or is it, you know, is there like a specific topic for each meetup? How are you guys doing it out there?
Yeah. So we haven't really been having topics, but we're literally, like, as of, you know, this meetup tomorrow, we're going to start having, a curriculum kind of deal. What we're trying to do is we're trying to build out the circular economy. So we want the people who come regularly, building them up and being able, after a couple months, to be able to send them out and, you know, well, go forth and prosper kind of deal. And he's got to get it.
Wait, Wes, you're talking about the one-on-one meetup structure, correct?
No, so we're going to start doing, I don't know if you've talked to Ben, but we're going to start doing workshops while he's gone.
Really sorry about that.
It's all right. So right now our kind of rotation has been, we're doing something once a week, every Thursday. We do a bit devs, which is our technical side, a social at a bar, 101, you know, what's a wallet, social, bit devs. So we just kind of keep chopping up like that. We're gonna start throwing in workshops where, like, how do I use BISC? How do I set up a VPN on my computer? Just like, bring your stuff in, we'll hold your hand. You know, this is what a cold wallet is. This is how you set up a multi-sig. Because a lot of it's, you know, people, they have their cold cards sitting on their desk for months because they never feel like get around to it. And like, all right, no, this is gonna take you 20 minutes. One of us will sit here with you and we'll walk you through the stuff. So we're rotating that into our schedule.
Yeah, and that's so beneficial, you know, giving those people hands-on experience with, you know, on-chain and Lightning, signing devices, and just really giving them some good experience knowledge to go that direction. Because going down the rabbit hole in the internet, you could be led astray so easily, and it's hard to come across this stuff. So I know, like, you know, meeting some older people, you know, that's super beneficial to be doing that. And it's something I try to recommend to all meetup organizers, you know, set of these little social hours, make it a learning experience for those coming. You'll tend to get more people, first of all, because people want to come to something that's just not, you know, some, you know, continuous thing that, you know, repetitive, but coming, getting a new learning experience each time, you know, kind of changes things up and allows people to have more interest and continue coming back.
Yeah, that's what we're definitely going to start doing that too, more on the 101 meetings. You know, obviously we're going to have time set aside for, you know, current events and just talk about you know, topics of the month. But we're going to try to on our meetup pages do a better job of letting the people know specific topics that we're going to talk about while we're at the meetup, rather than just, you know, leaving it open-ended. So that, you know, you can tell, you know, if you're older and you've got kids or something, you know, hey, next week's next week's 101 meeting is going to be about, you know, privacy, and we're going to talk about, you know, KYC versus non-KYC, privacy practices, you know, with addresses, you know, using BISC, all these different metrics. And somebody can already know 2 weeks out, say, all right, that's, I'm interested in, you know, being private, I'm going to make sure I get a babysitter for, you know, a week and a half out so that I can make that meeting. And then even months ahead, we're going to try to plan, and like Wes said, almost like a curriculum where we'll talk about, you know, self-custody for one of the meetings, just focus in on that. Or, you know, we'll gear it maybe on a one-on-one meeting, you know, comparing fiat to or the traditional financial system to Bitcoin and why, you know, one is better than the other. Obviously, we know who wins that. But and then another one might be, you know, a FUD breaking event where we just kind of go through the top 10 FUDs that, you know, the internet likes to throw at us and kind of go through each one and explain to these people in person, you know, why the, you know, energy consumption actually isn't bad, right? Or, you know, different FUD, like what is Tether? Why is Tether, you know, what does that word even mean? You know, things like that. So trying to organize it ahead of time rather than just saying, hey, we've got a meetup next Thursday, at least giving them some sort of information on specific topics. I think that's what we're going to try to implement here for the rest of the year. And I think it's going to be good.
Absolutely. And especially people like watching, you know, if you happen to see Bitcoin being talked about on mainstream news at all, what do you generally see? You generally see a Bitcoin logo and then a couple other shit coins out there. And it's very deceptive to people, you know, seeing that on TV. Well, if there's that one, you know, it's like that silver to gold thing, you know, silver, gold, or copper. And it's like, you know, it's not like that. And having a Bitcoin meetup provides that opportunity to have a space to have those conversations with people and let them know that ugly C word, crypto, you know, there's a huge difference. It's Bitcoin, not crypto. And so what about as far as like how many other meetups are kind of around you guys? And do you guys generally get travelers coming in from different cities around you, since you guys are definitely one of the bigger towns down there?
Yeah, so there's no other Bitcoin meetups nearby. There's like an irregular St. Pete cryptocurrency meetup, but we've gotten people out from Lakeland, which is an hour east, people from St. Pete, and people from, you know, which is 30 minutes west. So the people come.
Water too. We have people come from Clearwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the surrounding area, I mean, the Tampa St. Peter is a pretty wide swath, but yeah, I mean, I think Lakeland's the farthest I've seen come to from our meetups.
Which is like a solid hour that people are coming. And honestly, she's one of the best people we have coming.
Yeah. And she wants to spin off her own too. So she's been, I mean, she's seen us and she's like really inspired by it as well. So it's been positive.
And what's it like, kind of the rollback after the Bitcoin conference and people coming in? Is there that post-conference hype that brings in a little bit bigger crowds after the conference?
I'd say it's mostly price related. Yeah. I can tell. I mean, Gabe talked about that too. Gabe is the one who, you know, ran the meetup here for since 2013, what Ben was talking about. But yeah, he said it generally fluctuates with price. And, you know, this year's price action, we've kind of seen it firsthand too. I know some of our earlier meetups, we had, you know, twice as many people as we do now. But, you know, that just means we got to focus in more on, you know, getting the word out there and marketing and getting more people involved, because, you know, every month when they print a new CPI print, you know, people are looking for an exit door. So,
yeah, especially today.
Yeah, we got to let them know that there's, you know.
Especially
there's
today, especially in another month.
Oh, we're losing him again.
Hey. Sorry.
Is that Lee?
Journey. Hey, so, yeah. Here. Sorry about that. I have no idea what's going on. It's frustrating, but it's a part of the journey, unfortunately. So if you guys each want to kind of talk about too, like what are your favorite aspects of Bitcoin? What do you like focusing your free time on, you know, expanding your knowledge on?
I think for me, like one of the biggest touchstones for Bitcoin and like why I'm very drawn to it is like the philosophical bond. I think there's a very strong alignment in principles and beliefs. So where like people are very, very much freedom seeking, self-sovereign seeking, and they all understand at a baseline level, the issues in which that we're facing as a society, as a culture, and we want to fix it. It's not a bunch of people blowing hot air saying, oh, like, let's point to the fire and not bring the pail of water to fix it. We all want to pick up the bucket of water and extinguish the fire. Like, everyone's a go-getter. Everyone wants to see change. And I think that's very, very vibrant and very, very true in the Bitcoin space. And then I think from another side to it is just the convergence of like a lot of really fun tech and new age finance. Like, we're really breaking this hundreds and hundreds of year old finance approach, and we're again reestablishing a new approach that's going to be able to have a net benefit of society, as well as really just ruffle the feathers of people who, one, may be uncomfortable, but two, are going to see the value prop in the long run. So those are my favorite aspects for me.
Yeah, man, I just love nerding out. It's just so fun. Like, you know, there, you know, whether it be, you know, a new protocol comes out or, you know, new code base comes out that I can play around with, like new coin join protocols and stuff like that. And it's just really fun. And, you know, just being having internet money. It's like, what was it like building the internet in, you know, 94? That's like so cool. And the research rabbit hole that you can go down is a lot of fun.
And you kind of being into that, you also kind of get to know things ahead of time as well, which is cool. You know, see what things, you know, came and went and what, you know, wrote it out like Bitcoin has been doing.
For sure. It's really cool having this perspective on the greatest asset ever created.
Yeah, I, you know, like I was saying, I got into getting a node, and that was, you know, learning process for a non-techie person. And now I get to do Bitcoin mining for my fiat job. And so learning all that, you know, and not that it's been too technical yet, but still just really expanding my knowledge in the techie area. And it's freaking awesome. I wish I knew more. And I no longer want a kid who's going to be a famous baseball player. I want a kid who's going to write code like Elon at a young age. You know, like, I think that's just so awesome. It'll open up so many avenues for jobs. You go look at jobs and everything's engineered, you know, just, it's like, damn, you know, so it opens up a lot. It's really awesome how much it can do for you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And then Wes, we'll go Wesley. Even though I know where Wesley's going, so I'm looking forward to hearing this one.
Yeah. So, my thing is definitely the mining, but it's really for, you know, the sovereignty aspect of it. And my, you know, obviously shipping containers and plugging into, you know, source energy is awesome, and stranded energy, like consuming trash and producing value out of it, is super cool. But one of my favorite things, applications of it, is in the home. And obviously, you know, so you said you mine for your fiat job. I mean, you can't do it at home at these prices unless you plug it into your hot water heater. So that's really like, that's the thing I'm really keeping an eye on these days, and is kind of one of the things that if someone doesn't do it well, I just bought a house and I want it. So I'm just going to freaking build it. There's a guy on Twitter, someone Schnitzel, he's this a fish tank and an S9i, and has automated hot water heating that he gets paid sats for. So if you have someone with a pool, or, you know, or if you have an HVAC system in the north, you know, so we're in Florida, so obviously the heat, you know, isn't as useful, but, you know, if people up north, I know a guy in Maine who put an S19 in his HVAC system, and he has to keep his windows open in the winter, in the dead of winter, because it's so hot in his house.
Oh, wow.
So the ways that people can, you know, really use mining to start securing, you know, a sovereign stack. And the best part is they consume the same electricity as a hot water heater while the heater's on. So obviously, you know, if you're running it full time to have that 95 degree pool, it's going to still be a little more expensive than it would have been, but you get sats.
Yeah.
So that's probably, so mining is definitely, you know, my favorite thing. I mean, I like taking the stuff apart and building them, and
It's definitely a new growing passion of mine, for sure. So I'm kind of forced to do it, but the more I do, the more I just love it even more. So
yeah, that's another rabbit hole. You gotta become a utilities expert,
and then Fabian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mine are kind of John and Wes's combined a little bit. But I would say it's probably, I mean, outside of the, well, I guess Ben's too. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, you don't like burned out.
Everything's related to the tech. I mean, actually, it's probably more related to
your favorite rabbit hole.
Else's. But I would say like the actual self-custody and like digital property aspect of Bitcoin, I think is, you know, is awesome to me because, you know, it makes it, that's why it's so unique, right? It really is the only asset, you know, that exists outside of, you know, taking custody of like a physical gold bar. But like the fact that you can, you know, memorize 12 or 24 words and take real custody of this financial asset and send it, you know, across the universe for, you know, fractions of a, you know, percentage in transaction fees, I think is what's really awesome, right? Because, you know, growing up, it's really the savings technology, right? The entire market since, you know, we've been alive is, you know, you save through your 401k and the stock market, and basically it's one and the same now. But you've never had real custody of, you know, that asset that you're owning, right? I mean, you have third party risk because you have to buy it and you have to hold it on some sort of banking balance sheet or, you know, within a 401k pension fund or some bullshit like that. And I think Bitcoin, you know, kind of why I'm wearing this shirt, right? It's like Bitcoin is fuck you money, where it's like, this is, you know, this is my asset and I have it, you know, sitting on my steel plate seed words that are, you know, buried in my backyard or buried, you know, out, you know, in the bay somewhere. Me and John, we were discussing, you know, trying to get our scuba tanks out and burying it somewhere out in the ocean, right? It's fucking awesome that you can do that with, you know, a digital asset. It's like, what, you know, combining and, you know, connecting the digital to physical world through proof of work is just that's, you know, it's a mind blowing, you know, technological advancement. And I think, you know, drilling into that is what I like about it, as well as, you know, that's what I like to use when I, you know, orange pill people too. It's like, you know, this is why this, you know, technology is so important. You know, since it's been invented, you know, we live in a new world, right? You know, this is a new reality. Like you either, you know, conform your beliefs to this reality or get out of the way, because Bitcoin's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And I think about, I got a degree in history. I want to be a high school history teacher before all this. And I think about like what the Industrial Revolution did, you know, what different periods in America or world history have done. And just to think like what historians are going to say about the Bitcoin revolution and just what an awesome period we're living through.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to think, you know, everybody always talks about like, damn it, you know, I wish I would have bought it the first time I heard about it, or, you know, back in 2014 or whatever. But, you know, it's hard, you know, being in, you know, Bitcoin Twitter and being in the everyday news of Bitcoin, you always feel like you're late. Right. But it's crazy to take a step back and realize like how early we really are. Cause, you know, if we think this is going to continue where it has the potential to go, I mean, this technology and this network's going to be around long after we're dead, and we're here, you know, in the first decade of it. It's pretty remarkable. Oh, he's gone. We lost him. Yeah. Shout out, Colin. Thanks for the background. This guy.
Yeah, you got me, Fabio.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's one of our meetup members.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell is going on today. I apologize. I'm going to have to get you guys back on here again, and we'll have to do this again because, I don't know what keeps happening. But let's go ahead and unfortunately try to prevent this from happening again. Just kind of last final thoughts on the Bitcoin space and how to get a hold of the group and reach out to you guys.
Yeah, so you can find me at Bitcoin Bay Tampa on Twitter. DMs are open. You know, I mean, you know, luck. I mean, I mine just like you. So this is my job now. It's just orange pilling. So if, you know, my DMs are open for questions. I mean, I'm getting lunch with people, meeting people all the time. I mean, I you know, just tell about Bitcoin for my job now. At Bitcoin A Tampa.
Right on. Fabio?
You can find me at Bitcoin_Bay on Twitter as well. Like Wes said, DMs are open. Happy to help. I think you can find us, I think it's Tampa Bay Bitcoineers, kind of a play on word, Buccaneers, Bitcoineers, is our meetup page. Thanks to shout out Gabe for letting us throw our meetup on his page as well. I think he's got like several thousand people that are, you know, in that group. So that's awesome to help us get exposure. But you can find us in both those spots. I think it's awesome. I know, you know, price is down, so it's going to be, this is the hardest time to convince people to buy it. You know, people, especially if they're new, but it's the best time, but you know, it's the hardest time, I should say, to convince people because, you know, they're nervous and the talking heads on TV keep blabbering about bullshit. But I think our space, we're still early. I think we're getting organized now and making sure we're structuring it and hopefully gonna, you know, have success here marketing and growing our network here in Tampa.
Yeah, we have a Twitter account, Tampa Bit Devs. Every meetup, I put up the topics that we talk about on tampabitdevs.io. You can get in contact with me. I'm Benny Hoddle on Twitter. And Jay, just want to say thank you for doing this podcast, getting meetup groups some exposure, really get to, you know, showcase what's going on in their cities, because Bitcoin is a global payment system for local communities, and you're really showcasing that with this podcast.
Well, thank you, I appreciate it. Well, John?
I'm a ghost. I don't have Twitter. I don't have social media. So, like,
cool.
If you got my cell phone number, reach out. Always.
Go meet him at a meetup and meet him in person.
Exactly. Let's be humans, one-on-one. So,
yeah. Well, guys, I apologize for the connection issues and having to kind of cut it short. I just feel bad for that. Keep happening. So, my apologies. I'm sorry for that. But thank you very much for coming on and signing up early. And we'll definitely be having to do this again once I do my run through the meetups that I have planned. So thank you guys for coming on. Thank you for doing Satoshi's work. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you guys throughout, you know, what's to come.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. I'll be back with you here in a sec.
All right.
See ya.
Alrighty. Those are the guys from Bitcoin Bay down in Tampa Bay, Florida. If you're listening, I apologize for the audio issues, still ironing through all this. But thanks for listening. You can listen on Fountain app. You can listen on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Hard Money, Hard Knox. You can connect with Knoxville Bitcoin Network on Twitter, Telegram, Truth Social. And, also if you ever are interested in getting a signing device, cold storage, you can look into the BitBox 02 Bitcoin-only version, cold storage, and use Knoxville for a 5% discount. So thank you for joining us. And once again, sorry for the issues. Keep stacking hard.